The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Yes, indeed, the Christmas classic, The Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues, is our starting point with Tom Dunn on Matters Musical this week and always on a Thursday at this time. What's the problem?
Well, there's a BBC DJ, Alex Dyke, has gone on about it and described it as a nasty, nasty song. He says this time of the year people want to hear songs about excited children, toys, Christmas trees, snowy streets, ski lodges, reindeer, wrapping paper and other Disney sorts of things. And describing it as a nasty, nasty song, he is refusing to play it on the radio.
Right. Where does Tom stand?
Not happy about this at all. One of the greatest songs of all time. One of the greatest Christmas songs of all time as well. It annoys me. It's up there now with the Baby It's Cold Outside, which was equally reworked for Christmas.
Tom, you're not being very PC.
No, I'm not at all. It's written in the language that he's very clear is the language these people would use. And it's two people in the drunk tank on New Year's or on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Right. Things haven't gone well in their lives. They're very unhappy.
So the word scumbag would not be unusual in this context.
Not unusual at all. Yeah, and they're two people who are blaming each other for their problems and having a go at each other. But in the middle of that, they reminisce on when there was a time in their lives when they loved each other and life lay ahead of them. And that's what's so uplifting about it. It's really a very hopeful song, and that's what Christmas is all about. It's all about that renewing hope and here we go again. It's a beautiful time of year. So yes, it has a bit of reality in it, but so do most things. I think just, you know, get
over
it.
But it's all part of a woke Christmas now that we need. We must go vegan, we must have trees that are reusable, we must stop sending plastic and wrapping gifts. Like, this is just going to be, you're going to have more of this, but not less of this.
Well, I think being woke is great, but I think part of being woke should be...
I don't think woke is being great at all.
Well, I'm trying to be positive with it, but I think being woke should be also being awoke to what's really in the world.
What has Shane McGowan said about it?
He said it's fine. He said if people have trouble with it and they want to beep it or whatever, he has no trouble with that, and he never set out to cause offence. And that's fine. But he says, look, I wrote this to get into the character of these people. And he's rightly recognised as one of our great writers. What he did wrong here is he did so well. He got really inside these people. It offends me. And you know another thing? He says children shouldn't hear it. And would you have this, your kids listening to this in the back of the car? I have my kids listening to this in the back of the car all the time. And you know what? They don't notice the language.
Yeah. It's the melody and it's the tune. The other thing about it is that we were doing movies last night and, you know, take The Irishman and so on. It's hardcore crime, sexual assault, and all of these things. So you've got to take it for you. Like, do you ban films that you know display things that would not happen today? Like, where do you draw the line on this? Insofar as you've got to take it for what it is. It's lyrics of a time.
Absolutely, and I think when you juxtapose and you take a song from its time and put it today, all sorts of things go wrong. And it went wrong with Baby It's Cold Outside. Apparently the offensive line in that is where she says, what's in this drink? Which is something that I remember my parents kind of saying to each other when they'd have moments where, what are you trying to get up to hear Tommy Dunn? And it was playful and fun. And that's what that song is, playful and fun. To take it from that world and put it into a world where it could be something, a date rape drug. That's just ugly and wrong.
The other thing is people do resent being told you can't do this and you can't do that. Have the BBC followed suit, or is this just one?
That was just one presenter.
The BBC be less and less.
Yeah, the BBC haven't followed suit. And RT last year, there were one or two presenters kicking up about it, and they continued to play it uncensored as well. It's a great piece of writing, and it's a wonderful piece.
Let's move on to Tom's album of the week. So I get that the estate of the late Prince is regurgitating both unused and old material. What I don't get is It's a 1982 album, 1999.
Yeah.
Which is it?
I think in 1982 he was imagining, as many people were, what the world would be like in 1999, because it seemed like the future and it seemed like the end of the 20th century, and what will the world be like was kind of...
Oh, I see.
We're going to party like it's 1999.
So the album is called 1999.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's one of Prince's absolute best. It's the first time he featured his band The Revolution, regarded as one of his most influential albums. And to be honest, it's just a joy from beginning to end. And it's beautifully repackaged. And the stuff they have in the studio of the outtakes, you know I go on about this a lot,
yeah.
But there's one in particular where he's just in the studio with the drummer and he's playing the song to the drummer, but having crack with the drummer and telling him to leave the cymbals alone, don't play the cymbals. And you can hear the drummer laughing. And he's also riffing on the lyric, which is about, it's pretending to be an airline pilot who has this woman on board, and he's making the announcements, which are, you know, your clothes will fall to the, all this kind of
all
stuff.
Right.
As he
yeah,
does,
it's quite funny.
He's a bit,
yeah,
of a,
yeah.
bit of a divil, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's brilliant. And it's just a genius at work. So it's a beautiful
So
album.
If I was a huge Prince fan and yeah. I had the complete collection, would I be getting any new material?
No, you'd be getting reworkings. And that song I mentioned there, International Lover, you'd be getting... aspects of
it. Is it a little bit of a rip-off? I mean, you could kind of release the outtakes.
You could do, but I suppose to have that beautiful package, I love it.
All right.
I would bring it home. And if I unwrapped it on my Christmas tree...
It sort of brings you into the room of them actually making it.
And if this isn't a hint, if I unwrapped this under my Christmas tree at Christmas, I'd be a very happy boy.
Right, okay. Would the Dunn family please...
Pay attention.
Okay, all right, okay. Now, let's go to your gig of the week. Right, this is Ronnie in the Helix on Sunday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, Ronnie Spector.
Is it the
no,
two
it's,
Ronnies?
It's the 14th. No,
no.
It's not. It's
is
Ronnie
it male
Spector.
Or she sounded like a female.
Yeah, she's a female.
But it's Ronnie.
And Ronnie is her name, and she was in a band called the Ronettes, who had a big, huge hit with Be My Baby, would be the track that most people would know around the world.
Oh,
Brian,
yes.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson. Missy.
She was on Phil Spector, her husband, released a Christmas album called A Christmas Gift years ago, which had all of those classics on Frosty the Snowman, I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus and others, generally regarded as the greatest Christmas album of all time. She sang three songs on that, and many people would regard her as Mrs. Christmas. She's really, her and Christmas go very, very well together. She led an amazing life, toured in the UK, had the Beatles coming to see her, the Rolling Stones. She went out with Keith Richards for a while, then married famously Phil Spector, who kept her under lock and key for a long time. But she's gold dust. She's also...
So the outrun herself, Ronnie Spector, is turning up in the Helix on Saturday night.
The 14th.
Saturday week. So she's going to do all these old numbers that Phil Spector did.
No, he produced some of them.
All right.
She sang them.
All right.
And then most famous for me is that Brian Wilson wrote a song for her called Don't Worry Baby, which is one of the nicest songs of all time. She'll be singing that as well. But
so is this kind of like a Christmas special?
It would be. She's very. A lot of her songs are Christmas related, and she has a new song out, which I think is great also, which is also Christmassy. And she played Glastonbury in 2016, and she got a 5-star review for that. The Telegraph said, extraordinary stories and an even more extraordinary voice. She's very rock and roll.
She's a New Yorker.
She is, totally, yeah.
She'll fit right in on the north side then.
Well, I'll tell you, said that her dad apparently was from Dublin, so she'll be delighted to hear that.
Right, yeah. Right.
And she'll be on the show Sunday night.
No, no show is complete without some reference to vinyl.
Yeah. Well, you see, I know that there are people like you and others who might feel a bit lost in the 21st century trying to listen to music because it changes so quickly, and it's gone from having a vinyl record deck to now streaming is really everything.
I never was on top of it in the 60s, so it's very difficult.
So tonight, Jessica Kelly and one of the lads from Cloney Audio are going to drop into the studio, and basically it's how to listen to music in the 21st century, what headphones to get, whether you should stream, whether you should have a home system, whether you should play vinyl, how much you need to spend, all that kind of stuff. Every question you ever wanted answered about listening to music today will be answered.
So I'm interested in this now because I'd have to learn something new. What streaming apps do you use?
I use Apple.
And does that give you Spotify?
No, Spotify.
Does it give iTunes?
Spotify is a rival service to Apple. So Apple and iTunes are more or less the same.
But the same music is available across all apps.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
there's another one, Tidal. is another one of those apps. And Tidal has very high quality streams.
And can I just so there's all my apps. It's the Racing Post and all the betting sites and you know, all the bookies and so on. And, and At the Races and Racing Post. And, Live Score.
The X's and, one.
You know, Flex Score.
All those X's.
Flex. No, I've no dirty ones actually on this phone. But the point I'm making is this: that what app should I get?
I go Spotify. Spotify is free. There is an Apple one that's free as well.
And so therefore, Tom's recommendation.
Is
Apple.
Well, it's the one I wouldn't recommend it. No, I just downloaded it. It's the one I've become
used to.
You're
probably a brand ambassador.
No, I like it. It works for me.
All right. Well, what time will that be at?
That'll be at 10. We're going to go straight into it.
Okay. And Jess knows what she's talking
about. She does. And what headphones to get. All that kind of stuff.
Tom, as always, thank you.